Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Like Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. And I am Bita, and once again, I have the chance and opportunity to be at your service as someone who's interested in historical and ethical stories of the past, specifically stories according to the Prophet Muhammad and his family and infallibles. So, as we all are aware, if there is any personality that has lived in the face of this earth who was complete in every regard, and the life of whom can serve as a beacon of guidance for people of every walk of life, that personality would undeniably be the personality of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. And Muslims follow him because of him being the Prophet, as the religion, and those who do not follow Islam also hold him at a higher pedestal when it comes to human character. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, was born in Arabian Peninsula about 1400 years ago. And since then, the world hasn't seen the likes of him in every regard. And the study of human history shows that there have been none better than him before him as well. So, as we all are aware, there are a lot of things and studies and lessons that we can learn from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. And actually, in these series of episodes, we're going to analyze and talk about some of the features and characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the first feature that we're going to talk about it is all for the sake of Allah, which is one of the most important features for every individual on this earth. As we are aware, the intention that we have for everything we do is really important, despite the fact that maybe no one would be aware of the intention we have of whatever we are doing. So, dear listeners, we're going to go for a short break, then we're going to come back in a blink of an eye.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to the program Like Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. So the feature that we're going to talk about in this part of our episode is all for the sake of Allah. As we all know, Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, as selfless as a person could be in the life, was a complete guidance for every individual throughout history. All his undertakings and motives were just to fulfill the order of Allah Almighty, and he didn't undertake any action out of his personal desire and will. So he lived every day of his life for the sake of Allah, and everything which he did was for the Almighty. So the extent of his selflessness can be seen from the example of the preaching in the Valley of Taif, where people led naughty children to throw stones at him while he was preaching. He had to run for his life, and he was all covered in blood. But still, he didn't complain to Allah about him. Rather, one of his companions narrates The prophet, peace be upon him, resembled a prophet who was harmed by his people. He wiped the blood from his face and said, "O God, forgive my people, for they know not." And you can see the depth of beauty that we can see in these stories, and such is the selflessness in his character. In every moment of his life was for the sake of Allah and spreading his message. So considering this feature, we're going to talk more about this selflessness and this actually phrase that we are using, for the sake of Allah. And when we hear the words, how do we understand and interpret them? Do they even affect us? When we realize the power and depth of that phrase, it becomes the coolness of our eyes and nafs, or our soul. So our perception of life and the world around us changes to such a degree that you will strive to embody the lifestyle of the prophets, the martyrs, the truthful actually people, and all those who follow in righteousness. We may know our true purpose is to worship Allah, as we have so many verses in Holy Quran that the goal of the creation of a human body is the closeness, being close to Allah Almighty. And when we utter that beloved phrase, I mean, for the sake of Allah, we are going beyond mere intonations of the voice to matters of the heart. So when those words escape our lips, our heart should tremble in recognition of the full depth of its meaning. You know, when you utter these words, there is a deep intention before whatever you're uttering. And it will be the actually trigger for you to go for your everyday life, for everything you do, and no matter what, from the time that you wake up to the time that you go to bed, in order to actually satisfy Allah Almighty, in order to do everything just to keep Him satisfied. This habit actually will change our lifestyle and allows us to be men and women of Allah Almighty. What is the main goal of every individual? So it increases our God consciousness and constantly reminds us that our souls are in His hands, and the time of return is actually dawning upon us from every corner. Now, there are so many reminders throughout the day, like Adhan, the call that will actually persuade us to go worship Allah Almighty, to do our prayings and so on. And also the times that we remind ourselves Allah Almighty is always watching us. And one of the best ways to improve these reminders is to keep that intention for the sake of Allah Almighty. When you do everything in this regard, then it will be a big reminder for you in every aspect. So, dear listeners, I think we need to get refreshed, and we're going to come back in a heartbeat. English Radio at your service. Welcome back, dear listeners. Like Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family here. And we were talking about the feature of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, about him being actually so selfless and doing everything for the sake of Allah Almighty. As we all know, Allah promises us that His promises are true, and never will He disappoint anyone. Wouldn't it be a terrible loss if it was us who broke the pledge we made with Him, missing out on His pleasure and paradise? So Allah mentions in one of the surah of Holy Quran, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, "So know, O Muhammad, that there is no deity except Allah. what we see is the pureness that Allah Almighty is trying to show us that exists in the relationship between Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and Allah Almighty. So to know something, to know the intention, to know the purification that you have to go through, you have to comprehend it. And Allah commands us to know that none has the right to be worshipped but Him. To know Allah is your Lord and the only one worthy of being worshipped gives you a sense of peace, guidance, and urgency to action in your life. I think at this moment, we feel a really closer connection to this beautiful, meaningful phrase, for the sake of Allah. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. So don't forget that we are all here together, learning and seeking knowledge for the sake of Allah.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad.